We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
After an extended week, week 5 of football is in the books. What books? Encyclopedia books? I don't know. But it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 6. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week 6, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. And if you're not super into football, DraftKings is giving you basketball fans a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw money, your money, at your convenience. So, download the DraftKings top-rated sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code DNVR to get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 years or older, Colorado only, bonus comprised of a first-time deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Ooh, Peyton Manning with the rare 8-pack abs. You gotta have a lengthy torso to get 8-pack abs. Welcome to That's Good Sports. I'm Brandon. If the Chiefs give just one more player more money in 2020, I'm going to become a socialist, Perna. We all guessed where running back Le'Veon Bell might land. Chicago, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Teams that, you know, could use a running back. Nobody guessed the Chiefs. Nobody. Until we saw reports that it was narrowed down to Buffalo, Miami, and Kansas City. But prior to that, nobody. As a Broncos fan, though, I honestly don't care. I don't give a shit. After 4 games and the second most players on IR, I have been stripped of all hope this season. You can't hurt me anymore, Kansas City. I'm dead inside. I look the way I feel. You can't hurt me with your elite QB play, with all of your offensive weapons, and certainly not your barbecue, which is inferior to Memphis style. Shots fired, idiots. So, let's talk about Le'Veon Bell going to Kansas City. More COVID scheduling problems. I don't know if the Broncos will ever play again. And something positive. And not a test. Like, good positive. Dak Prescott's first video since surgery, he posted to the socials.
I'm doing well. And I can't thank you enough for all your love, your support, your prayers. Over the last few days, they've been more than overwhelming. I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome, Dak. I know my support has more to do with your recovery than any so-called doctor ever will, so I appreciate you shouting me out directly. That's good sports. I want to start with Dak Prescott's video that was posted to all of his socials. If someone can show this type of optimism after this happened to their foot, what do we have to complain about?
I'm doing well, and I can't thank you enough for all your love, your support, your prayers. Over the last few days, they've been more than overwhelming. From teammates to family to friends, to fans I don't know, to former and current players around the league and players around all sports. I just wanted to say thank you. They're definitely appreciated and received well. So
he just had bones reset in his body, and he's talking about love after his ankle tried to leave the Cowboys for a better team. This is not what one foot out the door means.
Just knowing that I have that much love and support out there makes a huge difference. In great spirits, headed to see the doctor, headed to see my leg for the first time post-surgery.
I've got so much respect for Prescott because I almost quit YouTube yesterday because my new baby kept me up all night. Dak's ready for an NFL comeback less than a week after his ankle decided to do gymnastics without warning the rest of his body.
So just ready to start this road to comeback. I know this little adversity is just going to be another chapter in the book. And I'm excited to move forward and write it.
Dak, you're a man. You're a real man, Dak. And I strive to have your optimism towards life one day. When NFL players do get hurt, they seem to turn to God.
Excited for God's purpose and God's plan. I know it's bigger than anything that I see or that could have imagined, but I'm trusting them. My faith is doubled down more than ever.
For some reason, when the worst thing happens to them, they find strength in God, which is very admirable. I don't think I could do that. And I actually have some advice. And I'm not suggesting that NFL players shouldn't believe in God. I am suggesting that they think about devil worshiping in addition to prayer, just to cover all of the bases. And I do not bring this up as a man who practices satanic rituals. I don't have time for that. But as someone who watches a 43-year-old Tom Brady play football every week unscathed. Have you ever heard Tom Brady thank God for his 6 Super Bowl wins? No. You ever seen him in a church or do one of those after scoring a 9-inch touchdown pass? No. Have you seen the devil enter him on the sideline as he lashes out at the very men trying to protect him? Oh, yes, you have. That's because Belichick and Brady are known practitioners of the dark arts. It's the worst kept secret in the NFL outside of maybe, you know, Patrick Mahomes being a robot. And once you get into the TB12 method, that's the first thing they teach you. So, to prevent more horrific injuries, I suggest praying to both the good and the evil. Now, I guess the Clyde Edwards-Hilaire hype train has pulled into Kansas City's famous Union Station and will remain parked there until Andy Reid can actually make him better than Brian Westbrook. I did not think the Chiefs needed Le'Veon Bell's services, but after losing one game to the Raiders, their front office freaked the fuck out. We lost to Las Vegas? Get me Le'Veon Bell's agent on the phone now. Somebody call the brothel and get me Earl Thomas on the phone. If our defense gives up 40 points again, I swear to Tom Brady's devil, I will call Clay Matthews and get him on this defense now. This is the scariest man in the NFL, Chiefs general manager Brett Veach. We've been over it about 1,000 times here, but he turned $700 of cap space into extensions for Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, Sammy Watkins, and Travis Kelce. Now he adds Le'Veon Bell to the roster. Veach was probably the one who told Bell he could claim termination pay from the Jets, forcing the Jets to pay out what they owe him even when he's on a new team. That's the difference between the worst run team in the league and the best. The Jets have paid $28 million to Le'Veon Bell for nothing, and the Chiefs will probably pay Bell next to nothing to help them win it all. Bell did warn the Jets, though, that he was going to rob them without a mask. He literally made an entire music video about it.
I said I'm robbing these niggas, ain't got no mask on. I did what you couldn't do, I got a backbone. I'ma take they money with no mask, money with no mask. Money with no mask on.
So no, I don't feel sorry for the Jets. Now, I compared Brett Veach to a magician previously, as he seemingly has made money appear out of nowhere. I now believe that comparison is not accurate. Veach is the Wolf of Wall Street. No. He's the Bernie Madoff of the NFL. I don't know what he's doing with the cap numbers, but I know he will be remembered as the greatest con artist in NFL history in about 20 years. When asked why Le'Veon Bell, who held out for an entire year to get paid handsomely by the Jets, decided to leave the team that took a chance on him, he stated, "Because they fucking suck." Don't quote me on that, guys. I am excited to watch Bell against the Jets come week 8. I honestly believe he could account for 300 yards of offense in that game. Now, Bell will not play this weekend because he has to pass COVID protocol before he can actually suit up in a Chiefs uniform. The Kansas City Chiefs added Le'Veon Bell to their arsenal of offensive weapons, and now I am very curious to see how Bell performs in that offense. He was an average running back with the Jets, so he could currently actually be playing at a Hall of Fame level. But we were not able to decipher that because he was a Jet. I mean, think about Jamal Adams. What he was doing with the Jets might indicate that he's the greatest football player of all time. At his prime, Le'Veon was one of the most fun backs to watch in the game. His running style, often called more patient than Gandhi, was unique and a pleasure to witness on Sundays. What I am hoping to see is Le'Veon Bell play very well. And you know that shit is true if I say it as a Broncos fan. And I say that because I am rooting for the narrative that Adam Gase burns talent like Peyton Manning burns carbs. Peyton Manning was so good that he gave Adam Gase a career with 3 other NFL franchises after they were together for a short time in Denver. If Bell thrives without Gase, he can join Robbie Anderson, Ryan Tannehill, Devontae Parker, and even Jarvis Landry as players who thrived once they stopped playing for a coach who can only get through watching hours of game film by shoveling mountains of powder through his nostrils like Tony Montana. Montana is where Adam should be sent next to coach and their pro football team. That said, I'm also okay with Le'Veon Bell becoming what Shady McCoy was in the Chiefs offense after his greed took him away from Pittsburgh, who did offer him a $70 million contract. The guarantee was shit, but damn, did that offensive line make you look good, Le'Veon. Now, the Colts had several individuals test positive for COVID today and then closed their practice facilities, but then reopened the practice facilities when we learned that all 4 of their tests came back as false positives. So it looks like Bengals-Colts will proceed as scheduled on Sunday, but now the Broncos-Patriots game is in jeopardy of being postponed or canceled or moved until after the season or staying on schedule now that more Patriots have tested positive. So we have to wait and see if they are real positives or false positives. Sort of like my feelings of optimism for the Broncos prior to the season. But if they are real positives and they isolate the players and nobody else tests positives, the NFL is gung-ho on making sure this game still happens because they've already moved it once. And if they try to move it again, they will technically be in a clusterfuck schedule nightmare. And nobody wants to be in a clusterfuck of anything. Unless clusters are your fetishes. Odell Beckham Jr. tested negative for coronavirus after feeling under the weather. That is not a story. I don't know why, but this reminded me of when Wayne Campbell famously said,
"You know, I thought I had mono once for an entire year. It turned out I was just really bored."
I'm just saying, we don't need to know when a player feels a little under the weather and it is not COVID. Not really a headline. Mother love it, boo 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 boo. Thanks for watching another episode of That's Good Sports. Please check out my NFL fat player, fat faced episode that went up yesterday. A lot of really dumb puns and wordplay and pictures of NFL guys looking huge. That's your thing? Check it. After an extended week, week 5 of football is in the books. What books? Encyclopedia books? I don't know. But it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 6. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week 6, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer.
If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. And if you're not super into football, DraftKings is giving you basketball fans a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw money, your money, at your convenience. So, download the DraftKings top-rated sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code DNVR to get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 years or older, Colorado only, bonus comprised of a first-time deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.